if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String.
String. Alright. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really
whipped the other.
Whipped the other. Alright. Any other way you'd say that more colorfully or expressively? Just whipped, huh? That's what you said. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
Calf or leg.
No, when he's squatting down, what do you call the back part of his legs in? Like that.
Oh.
What would you say I'm doing now?
You're squatting.
Squatting. Or he was down on his...
Oh. And I wouldn't be on it all, boy, would it?
No. Just like this, not on my own fours.
I'd call that being squatting down.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Tightwad.
That's what I call it. Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes that are in bad taste. You might say he really looks what?
Ridiculous.
Okay. Would there be a different word if this were a woman instead of a man?
Well, I'd say about the same. I like the women wear these dresses now. I like it looks ridiculous.
Alrighty. What do you call it when a person's wearing his best clothes? You say he's really
dressed up.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person that is very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say he's certainly
what? Spry.
Spry. Okay. You'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is very what?
Prosperous, that's it.
Lazy, unambitious person? You'd call him prosperous?
Lazy, ambitious.
Unambitious.
Oh, lazy, ambitious.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Peckerwood.
Peckerwood. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around the sides of it? You went what across a field? Like you got a field like this and the guy, instead of going like that and over there, he just goes like that. What do you call that?
And
the government,
I
didn't know anyone
was
zigzagging
across the field.
Zigzagging. I just meant going from one corner to the other. Call that zigzagging or any?
Yeah, you go straight, you mean cross.
Yeah, just like I come along like that, and instead of going up to there and going across, I just went straight across.
Oh, that'd be going straight across, wouldn't it?
Annie Godwin's one of the things they had down here. I'm not sure exactly what.
Well, that's what it would be, Annie Godwin. That would be from one corner to the other and going straight here.
I see. What do you call it when somebody or something goes ever which way? You might say that the car skidded on ice and went
zigzagging
across the highway. All right. What do you call evil spirits? Some people believe they come out at midnight and vanish at daybreak. If a person talking about a deserted road late at night and hears a noise, he might say, I'm not afraid of...
A ghost.
What do you call an old, dilapidated house that those evil spirits might live in? Little children are afraid to go into a...
Ghost town.
Right. What do you call something that brings bad luck?
Something that brings bad luck. My wife, she's superstitious. She said on Friday, if you start a thing on Friday, don't finish it, you have a bad luck.
Yeah. Are you superstitious?
No, I'm not. My wife is.
I lost my place again. What do you call a person who brings bad luck? You might say he's a regular...
Pest, that's good.